From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first 2023 Farm Bill listening session has been announced. The hearing will include input from a range of ag producers and stakeholders and is scheduled for this Friday at Michigan State University. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says they'll hear from farmers and others impacted by the Farm Bill on how we can strengthen this important legislation, grow the economy, and strengthen the supply chain. You can stream it live at ag.senate.gov. The Energy Information Administration says ethanol output declined week to week and inventories dropped during the week ending April 8th. The EIA reports biofuel production fell an average of 995,000 barrels a day, down from just over a million the week before. In the Midwest, the largest producing area in the country, output dropped to an average of 935,000 barrels a day from 946 the week before. A pair of House lawmakers have introduced the Ship It Act, seeking to address the supply chain backlog in the freight network at U.S. ports. Introduced by Republican Representatives Michelle Fischbach of Minnesota and Byron Donalds of Florida, the legislation builds upon the Stop the Grinch Act introduced last fall. The Christmas-themed bill was introduced in November to ease supply chain and inflation pressures by streamlining or suspending certain federal regulations on ports, ships, and trucks. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.